It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Cotton Incorporated is evaluating a wide array of precision farming technologies and encourages growers to consider the applicability of these new tools to their operations. From advanced sensing and controls to aerial imaging prescriptions that optimize inputs, precision farming could help you become a more profitable and more sustainable cotton producer. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, dedicated to increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, another crop report today, and pretty much as advertised, had another flat week for the market based on prices. One way, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Now, USDA did increase its estimate of 2015 cotton production here in the U.S. from 13 million bales up to 13.4 million bales, pretty much within the range we had forecast. We had a low, I believe, of 12.7 and a high of 13.4, so it does come in within our expected range, albeit at the top. In its report, USDA also marginally increased world production, but did make a significant change with respect to consumption. And that left an increasing carryover around the globe. Now, the market report was friendly, basically, as expected, though the market was up for just only a few points. Not a great deal. Still hanging right there in that very tight 2 cent trading range between 62 and 64 cents basis the nearby futures. I think that's continually where we will be until we get some more fundamental news. We'll have to have fundamental news that is A, takes this crop lower, or certainly takes the carryover lower. I would not be surprised to see that coming in forthcoming reports. And or we'll need to see some information that the demand side of the pricing equation is beginning to find some positive news. Demand seemingly remains locked in a very slow and minuscule climb. I think probably cotton's loss of market share remains the primary culprit in keeping tight reins on demand growth, and the consumer's penchant now for increased savings is also preventing cotton-rich goods from moving off the shelf at any rate whatsoever. But I think the continued erosion in the availability of quality cotton here in the U.S. and around the globe, it will eventually pull the bot December up to 70 cents, and I think the March 16 contract above 70 cents. Now, in keeping with the estimated larger crop, USDA did increase its estimate of U.S. exports from 10 million up to 10.2 million bales. This 200,000 bale increase, I would have expected to have been about 300,000 bale increase rather than 200, but I think intuitively it would have made sense to do that based on what they announced last month in their report. But it was not a lot of difference. The other 100,000 bales was moved over to carryover. And of course, carryover then becomes estimated at 3.2 million bales versus 3.1 million bales. And when you're dealing with the carryover level, 3.1, 3.2, up to 3.5, that's, 100,000 bales is no different. Now, in making other changes, USDA did reduce principally and primarily what they did was reduce world consumption. They did estimate a bit of a smaller crop in Brazil. The biggies, however, they continue to shy away from. India is the hangout where we're going to see the largest crop reduction yet to come, followed by China. Formally and officially, the Indian government has announced, Indian weather services, including the Indian government, that the monsoon has withdrawn from India. And when we say monsoon, most of us think of rain as I do, but basically what the government is telling us that the winds, the prevailing winds that bring on the moisture, that bring on the rain, that they have permanently shifted as they do every year. So we easily can see another million bale reduction in the Indian crop as USDA moves down the road, maybe as much as 1.5 million. And given everything we continue to see out of China, and as that's indicated last month by USDA, I think we have to expect at least another 500,000 bales coming out of China off of the current estimate. So production, I think, is considerably tighter than what we're seeing. Thanks so much. I appreciate your time today. Enjoy.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.